Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather remains pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. Haifa is sunny, offering perfect conditions for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that the IDF eliminated Hazem Bassam Musa, a Hamas military commander, in a strike on Khan Yunis. Musa was involved in the October 7th infiltration and had planned further attacks. Also, Ynet shared that Iran has threatened to target U.S. bases in Europe. Tehran warns of retaliation if European countries support U.S. military actions against Iran. Also this hour, JNS reported that Israel and Syria held high-level talks in Jordan. These discussions, supervised by the U.S., aimed to prevent escalations following recent airstrikes in Idlib. Separately, in earlier reporting, JTA has criticized Israel for closing its investigation into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The IDF plans to further investigate a specific case from January 2024. And finally, from 12 hours ago, Forward highlighted actor Mark Ruffalo's denial of anti-Semitism. This follows accusations from Paramount of using anti-Semitic tropes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, a notable figure, wrote just minutes ago about his meeting with Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana. They discussed the strong relationship between the United States and Israel. Shanaka Anslam Pereira commented that Iranian light crude, once heavily discounted, is now in short supply. This shift signals changing dynamics in the oil market. And I-24 News English posted about IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir's recent visit to Palmashim Air Base. He praised the Air Force's special units for their covert operations, emphasizing their historical significance. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the IDF strike on Khan Yunis. Hazem Bassam Musa was a key figure in Hamas's military operations, according to Israel Hayom. His elimination is seen as a critical step in disrupting future attacks on Israel. This operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. Turning to Iran's threats, Ynet reports that Iran's foreign ministry has issued a stark warning to European countries. If they support U.S. military actions, Tehran might target American bases on their soil. This development raises the stakes in the already tense relations between Iran and Western powers. Meanwhile, in discussions between Israel and Syria, JNS highlights the U.S. supervised talks in Jordan. These meetings aim to establish a communication mechanism involving Ankara to prevent conflicts in Syria. This diplomatic effort follows recent airstrikes in Idlib, underscoring the need for stability in the region. On the investigation front, JTA reports that Israel faced criticism for closing its probe into the deaths of World Central Kitchen workers. The focus now shifts to a new investigation into the killing of a 5-year-old in Gaza. This decision could affect international perceptions of Israel's accountability in conflict zones. And lastly, regarding Mark Ruffalo, Forward reported on the controversy surrounding his remarks. The actor's denial of anti-Semitism follows accusations from Paramount. This incident highlights the ongoing debate over the line between criticism of Israel and anti-Semitism. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom business brings good news for drivers. Fuel prices are set to drop below 8 shekels per liter. This reduction comes as a relief amid fluctuating global oil prices. Separately, Katech reports that Delek Automotive has moved $215 million in Veritas shares. This move comes as the company faces declining vehicle deliveries and increased financial pressure. And finally, from Globes, cyber startup Minimus is shutting down. The company, which once raised $51 million, is returning cash to investors after 4 years. This closure marks a significant moment in Israel's startup ecosystem. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.